knows how. He knows how to take good care of me. Walking with Jesus is where I'll be. Before I know the problem, God already knows the need. Well, He knows how. He knows how to take good care of me. Well, He knows how. He knows how to take good care of me. Walking with Jesus is where I'll be. Before I see the problem, my God already knows the need. Well, He knows how. He knows how to take good care of me. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows how to take good care of His people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's still early. Man, and I want to preach something unusual tonight, man. But if you'll just bear with me just for a few minutes, but I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 22. And if you'd like to go there with me, Proverbs chapter 22, and I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture. And this service is definitely not went just like A, B, C, X, Y, Z, man. It's just, it's been different, but it's been good. And every now and then, we need just to have a good Old Testament service, don't we? Hallelujah. Let everybody stand up and just tell what great things the Lord has done. But in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 26 and verse 27, I want to read both these verses of Scripture. The Bible says, "Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debt. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee?" Perhaps an unusual text tonight, but I want to preach, and this is different, but I feel like the Lord give it to me, so I'm going to give it to you. And whatever you do with it will be between you and God. I want to preach tonight about the pawn shop. Does anybody know what a pawn shop is? Well, I'm going to preach about it tonight. And let me read my text again. He said, "Be thou not one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee?" Man, from these verses of Scriptures, I want to preach about the pawn shop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of you may say, well, he missed it tonight. Glory to God. I'm not going to be long, amen, unless you make me. And does everybody know what a pawn shop is? I looked in the Yellow Pages just a little while ago, and I looked, and there's a whole lot of listings in the Yellow Pages for pawn shops. One of them over on the University Avenue, USA Loans and Pawn. Man, and this is their advertising. They said, "We're no ordinary pawn shop." And I said, well, what I'm going to preach about tonight is no ordinary pawn shop either. Down on Washington Avenue, at the foot of the Main Street Bridge, there's a pawn shop been there ever since I can remember. It's called the National Pawn Shop. Here's their advertisement. They said, "We care about our customers." I said the same thing. And it said, "We loan cash." Now stay with me. "We loan cash on anything of value." And they do. And to be honest with you, and this may sound like venom, these people really take advantage of a whole lot of people who are down on their luck, people that are desperate. Now, I realize they deal with a lot of people that maybe steal stuff and take it there and sell it. I know, and they know that too. Hello? They make a profit. And I'm not against them making a profit. That's what they're in business for. But I don't like the idea when people kind of get down on their luck or things are not going too well and they take some valuable items and they take it to the pawn shop and get pennies. Did y'all hear me? They get pennies on the dollar. I've had a couple experiences with pawn shops, and don't hold it against me. But years and years ago, and even before we got in church, and I had a shotgun. It was a Frenchie shotgun. Some of you who've ever shot a gun know what it was, know what it is. And I needed some money. I carried that shotgun to the national pawn shop, and I carried it in there, and he looked at it, and he said, "I'll give you $75 for it." And it was worth 10 times that much, Brother Bill. And he said, "If you can look," he said, "I got all kinds of guns here." He said, "I don't need no more." He said, "But I'll give you $75. And really what it is, it's a loan. They loan you that money, and they give you a ticket. And if you come back within a week or two, they'll give you a gun back, and you pay them the money back. And they're just hoping, oh, they're hoping that you don't come back. Because this man bought a $750 shotgun for $75. Well, well, well. Years ago, I took a guitar. It was a national guitar was the name of it. It was National Guitar. And good playing guitar, but I wanted a box guitar. And silly, dumb, stupid me. I took that guitar down there and I said, "I want to trade this guitar for one of those box guitars." That man looked at it. He knew what he had in his hand. It was a collector's item. It was worth some money. I didn't know it at the time. But he looked at guitar, and I seen a guitar hanging up there, and it had like $300-something dollars on it. And he said, "I'll tell you what," he said, I'll give you $100 off the any guitar up here you pick out for that guitar." And so I picked out this box guitar of $300-something, and he knocked off $100. He took my guitar. Later on, I found out that guitar that I swapped in was a very valuable guitar. Matter of fact, I went to Boyd's Music Shop, and they had one in there that looked almost identical to it. And I said, "How much is that worth?" And he said, "Oh, son, that you don't want to know." I said, "Well, maybe I don't." So I've had a couple of bad experiences with pawn shops. They'll loan money on anything of a value. They want it. And there's a whole lot of people that go in there with certain items, and they have this in their mind. They're going to pawn this for a little bit of money because they just need some money to get by. But their intentions, I'm fixing to go back in a couple of days and get this back out. That's their intentions. But a whole lot of people lose their valuable merchandise because when the time come for them to go get it back, they didn't have the money. And when the time expires, whether it's just one day, you can go back there and bawl and squall all you want to and beg and do everything, but they're not going to give you that because it done went over. "I'm going to get it back one of these days. I'm just going to, you know, pawn it for a few weeks and then I'm going to get it back." Man, I don't even know the devil is a liar. I want to just, these are some, and we know he's called Lucifer, we know he's called Satan, and we know he's called the devil, but he's also our adversary. He is our adversary. He is our enemy. He's not our friend. He is a deceiver. He's a thief. He's a murderer. And y'all are just looking at me so funny. But he wants something that you got. You got something that's valuable. Matter of fact, the world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. And he's got something that you possess, and he wants it. As I was looking at all this, a pawnbroker is one who lends money at interest on anything of value. I guess if you could just title all these titles, not only is he an adversary, not only is he a deceiver, a liar, a thief, and a murderer, and all the above, he's also a pawnbroker. He wants to, I can prove this. Y'all want me to prove it? And again, the devil taketh him up to exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give you if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Well, thank God, amen, when Jesus looked at him, he said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. I'm glad, praise God, that Jesus was strong enough, amen, to tell the devil to take his little, whatever he's offering and get out of Dodge. Somebody say amen. I'm glad that Jesus was strong enough, amen, to stand up and say, I'm not supposed to worship anybody but the Lord God of Israel. But the devil was showing him all of these kingdoms and all the glory and said, if you'll just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Well, there's some in the Bible that wasn't quite as strong as Jesus was. Man, anybody ever heard of Esau? The Bible said he was a profane person. He sold his birthright for a morsel of meat, for a bowl of soup. He was the firstborn. And there was some privileges that came with being the firstborn. And so Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Wasn't very much, was it? But he let his fleshly appetite at that particular moment overrule common sense. Oh, I'm going to preach here in a minute. And y'all don't think I know what I'm fixing to say, but I do. Glory to God. He let his flesh rule at a moment when he was very weak. He had been hunting all day and he was famished, and he come in and Jacob was stirring the pot. Man, he smelt that good cooking, amen, and he wanted something to eat. And Jacob will know, what will you give me? Will you sell me your birthright? And he did. He sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. He let his flesh rule at that particular time. Now, later on, he regretted it. Later on, he wanted it back. But it was too late. He had already done it. And listen, being the firstborn, there was definitely some benefits involved with being the firstborn. Oh, glory. And if that father died and you was the firstborn, you inherited all of his because you was the next in line. You was the firstborn. But Esau, amen, forgot about all that was going to be his for a moment of appeasing his flesh. Glory. Hallelujah. Esau was not strong enough to say, man, that's my birthright. You know I can't give that to you. But he said, what good is it going to do me now? I'm fixing to die. What difference does it make? So he just sold him his birthright. Just said, okay, it's yours. Give me the soup. And he filled his gut. Man, wiped his mouth. Went on about his business. Absalom was David's son. Absalom would have eventually been on the throne. He would eventually inherited all of his father's stuff. But rebellion got in his heart. And he decided, I'm gonna overthrow my daddy's kingdom and I'll just be the king now. It's not about the future, but it's now. I'm gonna do something now. Y'all stay with me on this, praise God. I'm telling you what, there's a lot of times that people, just like Judas Iscariot, amen, he took, amen, what he had God, I mean, man, Lord, amen, he was one of the apostles, and he was heard some teaching and heard some preaching and saw miracles, and Lord have mercy. But when the time come, amen, he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I had a young man years ago, amen, that just got into church. Amen. He'd come back from Germany and he just had the Holy Ghost, been baptized, and he was just on fire for God. But he got with the wrong group. He got in a car with a bunch of other young people, and they was riding around, and one of them pulled a cigarette out and started smoking, and they started passing them around. And when it come to him, I said, you want one? Amen. He wasn't strong enough to say, I don't do that anymore. Amen. He took one of them and he smoked it. And then a few days later, he come to me bawling and squalling. He said, preacher, he said, what do I need to do? He said, and he began to tell me the story. And he said, what do I need to do? I said, the first thing you need to do, you need to repent. You need to repent, amen, and ask God to forgive you. He did. And I'm glad, praise God, that he did. But there's a whole lot of people, amen, that want to appease their flesh here and now, amen, and they forget about, amen, the future and what's going to happen and where they're going and what. Glory to God. And so there's people in the Bible that wasn't strong as Jesus was. When the devil said, here's what I'm going to give you, amen, if you'll just bow down and worship me, Jesus was able to stand up and said, get behind me, Satan. It is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God and him only. But there are some people in this Bible that wasn't that strong, amen, and they gave in and they did things. The prodigal son is a good example, amen, that decided he wanted to go out and live and do his thing. I'm glad he made his way back home. I'm glad the story has a happy ending. Y'all going to say amen or something? Amen. I'm here to tell you that the devil is a pawnbroker. And you've got something that he wants. Glory to God. Some of you have got such a powerful testimony of what God has done. Where God has brought you from. And the devil wants to take your testimony. Some of you, amen, have... God has just did a mighty work in your life, and God, amen, has brought you from such a mighty long way, and but there's a whole lot of people, amen, that will just literally just sell their birthright, they'll sell their experience with God for just a little bit of nothing. I'm going to ask you a question. What is this all worth to you? Is the Holy Ghost anything to you? Is being baptized in Jesus' name anything to you? Is living for God anything to you? I'm going to tell you something. The devil wants what you got. And so he'll offer you pennies on the dollar just to get you, amen, to sell. And your intentions was, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't ever get back to where they need to be. Oh, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are, I don't know what's wrong with you. Our self-esteem ought to mean something to us. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil wants to make you feel like a rug. He wants to make you feel like a nothing and a nobody. He wants to trump you under his feet. You might the devil don't like you. He's not your friend. He's your enemy. He don't want you living for God. He don't want you having a testimony. He don't want you, amen, to have victory in your soul. He is a liar. Have we got any Nabobs in the building? Have we got any Nabobs in the building that when they came and said, Naboth, I want that vineyard that you got? And Nabob said, I can't sell you that vineyard. He said, that vineyard belonged to my great-great-granddaddy. And it belonged to my great-granddaddy. And it belonged to my granddaddy. And it belonged to my daddy. And he gave it to me. And I've got children that's coming up behind me. Praise God. I've got children that's coming up behind me. And they're going to get it. I can't sell it because it's my inheritance. I couldn't sell it if I wanted it. I'm going to tell you something. I hope to God we got some Nabal in this building. Praise God. He said, this ain't for sale. What I got ain't for sale. Devil, I don't care what you offer for me, it's not for sale. I got in church I didn't get in church to get out. I got in church to go to heaven. I got in church to live for God. I got in church to live for the Lord the rest of my life. And if your mind is not made up, you're probably going to sell out pretty cheap. And there's a whole lot of people that has traded this for that. I got news for you. That don't mount to a hill of beans. But this, oh my God, this is real. Does anybody believe it's real? Glory to God. You can go into a pawn shop and you can see all kinds of musical instruments. You can see all kinds of tools and all kinds of stuff that people's brought in there. Man, and they pawned for little or nothing. And some of those items represented dreams. It represented inspirations that maybe somebody was going to do something with them, but they got pressed and they had to go pawn. Sister Alice, don't ever get so pressed, amen, that you would give this up, amen, for something that the world has got to offer. The devil will make it so easy. The devil will lay it in your lap, and the devil will say, hey, look here, if you'll just bow down and worship me, if you'll just do this, here's what I'll give you. I'm going to tell you something. It don't make no difference how famous you are. I don't make no difference how much money you can make on the deal. I don't care, amen, what the devil can offer to you. It ain't worth dying and going to hell over. Because the Bible says, what is a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Oh, God. There's just too many people that will sell their experience with God for a moment's pleasure. For just a whim and a way. And the devil hangs it in his trophy room. And he boasts in his brags about, look at this right here. My God. I read a scripture to you in the book of Proverbs, and I'm just about through. That we was not to strike our hands with someone and make a deal with somebody or be a surety for debt. Hey, I tell you what, if you'll loan me $50, I'll let you hold this. Amen, until today after tomorrow. That's not good. Glory. For why should he take the bed out from under you? I'm just about through, but let me just tell you this. The devil will take everything you got. He's not going to stop it just a little bit. He's going to destroy you. He's going to take you down. He's going to rip apart. The devil is not playing for funsies. He's playing for real. Amen. And he is our adversary, and he wants what you got. He wants the victory. He wants the joy that you have. He don't want you to have the peace of God. He don't want you, amen, be faithful to the house of God. He don't want you to pray. He don't want you to fast. He doesn't want you to live for God. Can I get a witness? The devil wants what you got, and he'll offer you about anything. And what may tempt you may not tempt this person over here, or what tempts him may not tempt you, but the devil, that old fox, amen, he'll walk around, stalk around, he'll watch, and he knows exactly your weakness. He'll know exactly what bothers you and what doesn't bother you, and he'll offer you something, amen, and he'll offer you something so cheap, and if you're not real careful, you'll sell, and you'll put it in the pawn shop with the intentions, I'm fixing to go get it back, but you might not make it back. Have we got any Naboths in the building? This says, my inheritance is not for sale. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, I could get real graphic. Amen. I could just put my finger on some things. Amen. That people, amen, will sell out. Give this away for that, and find out only too late that they definitely got the bad end of the deal. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, have we got any Naboths in the building that's got such a character about them that says it's not for sale? My experience with God, I don't care. Amen. It's not for sale. Glory to God. Does anybody ever remember the Blue Law? Does anybody here remember the Blue Law? Amen. Some of these young folks don't know what we're talking about because it's been years since it's been outdated or something. But used to on Sunday, you couldn't buy gas. You couldn't buy certain merchandise. You couldn't buy. Most of the businesses was closed on Sunday. Amen. Sunday was considered a day of rest. And they had even laws that there are just some things that you couldn't buy. You had to get them before Sunday got there, because if you didn't, you didn't get it on Sunday. But it's got to this great country of America that was founded on God-fearing principles. Oh, yes, they was. A lot of the Constitution, amen, had biblical implications to it. Bill, this country was founded on God-fearing principles. And now we have come to a country that there's more activity going on Sundays than there is any other day of the week. There's more money probably being made on Sundays than any other day of the week. And there's more activity, more pleasure, and more stuff. I'm telling you, this world, this especially United States of America, we've just turned things loose. And my God, we've sold out way too cheap. And the devil likes it. I'm telling you, the devil likes it. And amen, when we can use little penny-ante excuses to put God over on the shelf and say, well, I'm going to do this instead of this. I'm telling you, the devil has succeeded. We are to have God first in our life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. If we'll put God first, I believe God, amen, will supply our need. I believe that God will take good care of us. But we got to put Him first. We got to just say, Lord, this is my first love. This is my life. And Lord God, I don't care, amen, what the enemy throws at my feet. I'm going to say, excuse me, but I can't do that. Why not? This is my church time. This is my time that I spend with God. This is my time that I go and worship my Creator. Oh God, take us back. Take us back, Lord. Amen. We're people was God-fearing, but now, you know, I'm telling the truth. They're teaching your children at school. They're teaching our children, our grandchildren. They're teaching them that homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle. They're teaching them that the Bible is just another book and you're not even allowed to read it. And what Bibles they do have, they've got new editions and new versions, and they twisted and took out and added to, and they took prayer out of the school, and they've made our nation become a godless nation. And the Bible says any nation that forgets God is going to be turned into hell. And you can just paint a picture all you want to, amen, about all the how it's going to get better and better. I'm going to tell you something, it's going to get worse and worse. And you can call me a doomsday prophet if you want to, but this country in which we live is in trouble. And when the President of America picks up a telephone and calls a queer, amen, on the phone, and congratulations, sir, you come out of the closet and you're a brave man. When our President has done that, it ought to let you know where we're at. America is in trouble and judgment is on the horizon, and you better get ready. I'm going to tell you something. You better get a halt and hold on. Let's stand together in Jesus' name. Oh, there's some things that are more precious than having a good time. There's some things, amen, that are more precious, amen, than getting out and having just kicking up your heels. We ought to want to live for God, amen. We ought to want to live for God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Have you got anything for sale, amen? Have you got your victory? Have you got the good Holy Ghost that God's given you? Are you just going to lay it on the shelf and say, devil, here you go? Amen. Oh, God, help us. Let's lift our hands to Him right now and say right now, Lord, amen, thank You for what You've given me, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for this good gift. Thank You, Lord, God, for saving me. Thank You, Lord, God, for the blood. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't want the enemy to, I want him to know that this is not for sale. I'm not going to just sell my birthright. I'm not going to just sell my experience with God, amen, for just a little bit of pleasure. But I want to serve the Lord with all of my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from a bitter cup, when that devil showed me an easier way, I'll stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. I've got my foot on the rock
and my mind's made up.
Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes knocking, showing me an easier
God,
way.
God, I thank You right now, Lord, in the name
right
of Jesus.
Where on my feet I throw my head in the air. I look Him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from a bitter cup, when the devil comes knocking, show me an easier way. I'll stand right.
built on the rock and my mind's made up.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Drink from the bitter cup, well, the devil comes a knocking, show me an easier way.
I'll stand right square on my feet, I throw my head in the air, I say my
foot in the eye,
I say my
foot on the rock, oh, and my mind.